Now with me on the line is Minister for State at the Department of Health with Special Responsibility for Mental Health and Older People, Mary Butler. Minister Butler, good morning to you and thanks for joining me on the programme this morning. Can you first of all outline, I suppose, the 8 years is the time frame here in terms of the extension of the look back review, and you also announced yesterday the extension of the compensation scheme for those affected.
Yes, so there's three facets, I suppose, or three elements to what I announced yesterday. So firstly is the extension of the existing non-adversarial scheme to provide for young people and families impacted by deficits in care in North Kerry. If you remember, Gerry, I spoke to you about a month ago in relation to the report from North Kerry, and I said I would come back as quickly as possible. So this scheme has worked well for families in South Kerry arising from the Maskey report, and families have told me they appreciated the non-adversarial approach. So that scheme is now up and running since yesterday, the 26th of March. The second element is confirmation that the HSE will undertake a further file review. And I'm grateful to the team of professionals who have agreed to continue to support the process. So the further review will clinically prioritise files where the potential for harm is deemed greatest, in line with the findings of the report. So they would be young people, for example, who were attending CAMHS at that time and who were excluded from the last review, who had, for example, an intellectual disability. Young people, for example, who were on an antipsychotic medication. Young people who were receiving high doses of psychotropic medication, and young people who might have been on numerous different medications. So these would be deemed as the most where the most potential for harm is. So that's the second element of it. And the third element is really, really important, because I think it might have got a little bit lost yesterday. So in extending the existing compensation scheme, I have also ensured that it covers any young people who may become eligible as the HSE undertakes its further file review. So I want to guarantee that if a young person is identified as having suffered harm through the review of their files, they can then immediately access the scheme. So they won't have to wait for another 18 months or 2 years for a report to be finalised. So the serious incident management team will be meeting next Monday. Work will get underway straight away. We've identified about 310 cases that there's a clinical determination as the highest potential for risk. They will start that immediately. And if they determine that there was potential for harm, and they meet the family and there's an open disclosure meeting, they can immediately access this compensation scheme that's open now, because it's deemed a rolling compensation scheme. So that's what took the little bit of extra time to get it underway.
Were learnings taken from, I mean, the length of time it took for the two reports in the past and the work that's been done, the way it's been done, to speed things up, to do things like that, run things in parallel so that the length of time isn't as long?
Yes, absolutely. So the one thing I want to say is the professionals who are undertaking this further look back, they're all doing their clinical work as well at the same time. Yeah. And they're doing this, I suppose, as extra, because we can't remove consultants from clinical work, because obviously they have their own clients, their own patients that have to be looked after. But I was very keen that we wouldn't be at a situation where, you know, we announced the further look back in 2022 and I'm here speaking to you in March 2026. Like, that's too long a time frame, whereas I acknowledge the reasons why it took so long. And we're working off paper-based files going back to 2014. Secondly, you know, you have to get used to reading a file from the perspective of how a clinician writes their own particular files in handwriting. That all took time, believe it or not. Some of the cases were very complex, attending CAMHS for 4 or 5 years, so the files were sizable. But from that perspective, there are always learnings. And this is one of the learnings. And those 310 files have already been identified during the previous look back. So we'll be able to get going straight away. And as I said, the rolling compensation scheme is really important. So as the files are gone through, the families will be, contacted, and they will be able to enter the scheme. And they won't have to wait for me to come back in 2 years' time to you, Gerry, to say I have a further report.
Minister, you're also coming to Kerry over Easter, I understand.
I am indeed. So the second week I'm going to come down. Several families have been in contact with me that they'd like to meet, and I would like to meet them as well, because I believe the lived experience here and their living experience has to be acknowledged. A lot of harm done to a lot of families, a lot of harm done to children, and I want to acknowledge that, and that's why I'm coming back down in the second week of the recess. As Chief Whip, I don't get a lot of time Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays to get out, but when the Dáil is in recess I can, and I will be down, and I will meet whatever families want to meet with me, Gerry, and to listen to their stories, because, you know, they've been through an awful lot, and I do really genuinely acknowledge that as a mother myself.
Okay, final question, Minister. How goes the battle to recruit for the services, particularly consultants?
So it's going quite well in Kerry. If you were to look at the two teams in Kerry at the moment, they're the highest complement of staff in the whole country. They've 20 members each. So the for South Kerry, for example, we would have had a locum working there for the last 3 years. That locum has now become permanent. So the permanent post in South Kerry, which was vacant since 2014, is now filled. It is quite difficult. So we have seven different clinicians who are providing the equivalent to 3.7 whole time equivalents. Now that kind of sounds complicated for people listening. So, you know, the review said that we should have four teams in place, we should have four consultants in place. We've 3.7 currently, which is covered by seven different staff. So some are working in other practices, and they do maybe 20 hours in Kerry. It remains a challenge, you know, but we have more people working in CAMHS than ever before. And if I could just say two things actually, for anyone who's concerned, there's a helpline there, 1-800-700-700, that they can contact today, or they can also contact by email kerrycamhscompensation@hse.ie. But I also want to give a shout out, if I can, to the two CAMHS teams working in Kerry at the moment. I've met them, they do phenomenal work. It has been quite difficult to build confidence in the service again, but I am confident as Minister for Mental Health, a role that I'm in for 6 years, that the two teams in Kerry are working extremely well, and they're helping young people every day of the week.
Final brief point, Minister, it's an important one though, and listeners are contacting us about it this morning. Where is accountability here? I know there's regulatory bodies involved in terms of what was done wrong to these children.
Yeah, so as you know, so that's a matter for the HSE, and I'm not passing the buck. But in relation to accountability, the HSE has referred one particular clinician to the Medical Council. And as I said a month ago, I hope that the Medical Council will act swiftly in this and make their determinations, because accountability is really important. And what I learned from the families is, apart from the hurt and distress and the harm that was done to their children, they want accountability. And to be honest, as Minister, I do too.
Okay, Minister Mary Butler, that's where we leave it. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us on the programme this morning. It's Minister for State at the Department of Health, Mary Butler, responsibility for mental health and older people.